Hey ballers, I just wanted to take a quick minute to let you know I want to change your game. If you're listening to this podcast, you know I have what it takes to help you become the best player you can be. So go to my Instagram, at Coach Brandon Hema, and DM the words coach me. I'll reach out and we'll talk about what your biggest struggle is, we'll talk about what your goals are for your soccer career, and I'll give you some guidance and a game plan for what to do next. Again, go to my Instagram, at Coach Brandon Hema, and DM the words coach me, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help. Now let's get back into today's episode. Today we're going to talk about discipline and how you can add it to your game. So a lot of players ask me, how do I add discipline to my game? And then in return, I ask them, what do you mean by add discipline to your game? And a lot of you guys don't even understand what it means to add discipline to your game or to have discipline. So I think we should start off by defining exactly what discipline is. My definition of discipline is doing the things that you need to do every day, regardless of how you feel, regardless of your circumstances, and regardless of the situation you're in. I did talk in a recent podcast about your daily task list. That's a function of discipline. If you're able to complete your daily task list every single day consistently, regardless of any of the situations that are going on, you're a disciplined player. By completing your daily task list, you're able to stack up wins and you're eventually going to see the results that you want in your game and then continuing to see that progress in your game week by week. So with that, I think a lot of players ask me how to add discipline to their game because there's a lot of things that they're doing that waste their time. So we're going to get into some things that players waste their time with. Then we're going to reverse it and see what you can do with your time to help improve your game. One of the biggest ways that players waste their time is scrolling on social media. How much time do you spend scrolling on social media looking for the next best guide or tip or trick that you think is going to cause this massive transformation in your game? The way that you're going to transform your game is you're going to go out onto the field, determine exactly the area of your game that you need to improve, and then go out and complete the actions and complete the activities that you need to improve that area of your game. That's the best way to spend your time, not looking for these tips and tricks, scrolling up and down on social media, trying to get some free advice. You're not going to find that there. You're going to find that by talking to your coaches. You're going to find that by talking to players on your team. You're going to find that by studying players, reflecting on your own game, and continue to stay focused on your goals. The second way that you waste your time is you're comparing yourself to other players. You see another player that got onto this team that's the same age as you, or you guys play the same position, and you want to judge and compare yourself to other players. You're on a different timeline than anyone else. You have a certain circumstance that you went through. You're in a certain position as a player. Use that time to reflect and improve your own circumstances. Use that time to reflect and improve on your own technical ability, physical ability, mental ability. There's no time to figure out why some player got the opportunity that you wanted or you didn't get an opportunity that someone else did. Everyone is in their own timeline. So if you continue to improve on your own pace and get better 1% compared to yourself every single day, then you're going to start making the strides that you want. Another way that players waste their time is just inaction. You're not determining what progress you need to make. You say that you'll get to it tomorrow or that you'll do that session tomorrow. It's easy to make excuses for why you can't do things, but then it's hard to justify why you're not seeing the results in your game. If you start missing practices, if you start making excuses, if you start complaining, if you start saying that you're tired, you're never going to get to the level that you want to get to. You need to start today by determining what actions you need to take to start seeing progress, and then do those without hesitation. Real quick, ballers, if you could think about how you found out about this podcast, somebody probably put it on their Instagram story, shared it with you through the DMs, told you about it, or something like that. The only way this thing grows is through word of mouth. I don't run ads. I don't have any sponsors. My only ask is that you continue to pay it forward however you found out about this podcast. If it was a review, if it was a post, it would mean the world to me, and you'll be helping out another player who's on the same journey as you. Now let's get back into the episode. So now to reverse those ways that you waste your time and actually start seeing discipline in your game. Number one is that you're going to become focused and determined on exactly what your goals are. So actually write out and define what you want to get out of your career. Is it you want to play pro? Is it you just want to play in college? Do you want to just start on your high school team? Write it down and an action plan to get to that place. Whatever you need to do. If you want to become a professional soccer player, you need to make sure that your technical ability is in check. You want to make sure that your physical ability is in check. You want to make sure your mental game is at the absolute top level. You want to make sure your nutrition, your recovery is at the top level to compete with those types of players. Determine what those players at that level that you want to play at do every single day, and then replicate that. There's a reason why, and there's a system that they put in place for them to get to that level that they wanted to get to and the level that you aspire to get to. The second one is to take responsibility for your actions and then reflect. Every time you finish a training session, every time you finish a game, understand exactly what you did, understand why it worked or why it didn't work, and then see how you can either replicate or change the actions that you completed in the game. What exactly do you need to do, and what exactly can you do in training to help avoid or replicate that situation again and improve on it? And the third is to start taking action. Don't worry about the criticism or what other people are going to say. Again, you're on your own timeline, and the things that you want to do and the places that you want to get to in your career are going to happen on your own time based off of your own circumstances. And that is something that you can control. You can control how hard you work at training. You can control how disciplined you are with your time management. You can control what you're doing in order to improve your game off of the field and on the field, physically, tactically, technically, mentally, in all different aspects of the game. These are things that you can actually control and actually contribute to your success going forward. Once you start putting in the work, once you start doing the reps that you need to, then that's when you're going to start seeing massive strides in your game. And then that's when you're going to start to get those opportunities that you've been looking for. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Hopefully you got some value. If you did, and you want to learn more about how I can help you become the best player you can be, DM the words "coach me" on Instagram at Coach Brandon Hema for more information, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help you get to the next level in your soccer journey.